Florida wildlife authorities are debating a proposal to shut down one of the state's most popular oyster fisheries. Years of drought and other pressures have devastated wild oyster beds, and now regulators want a 5-year harvest ban to give the fishery time to recover. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
Apalachicola Bay is an estuary in North Florida where freshwater rivers meet the Gulf of Mexico, creating the perfect brackish mix for growing plump, salty oysters. But lately, they're hard to come by.
Right now, there's no boats out there. There's nobody harvesting any oysters right now.
Shannon Hartsfield is a fourth-generation seafood worker in Franklin County.
On both sides of my family, our livelihood's always been, in this water.
Now 51, Hartsfield says Apalachicola Bay has gone from having hundreds of oyster boats to just a handful. He hasn't harvested any oysters since 2012, when there was a total collapse of the fishery due to drought. Oystermen here have also faced the BP oil disaster and a lack of freshwater flow from rivers upstream, the subject of a decades-long legal battle between Florida and Georgia.
It's a scary situation, you know. The thing is, we keep on seeing the bay trying to come back, but it's so little left out there till it's just a struggling industry.
Hartsfield favors the moratorium on oyster harvesting for up to 5 years to give wild oyster reefs time to regenerate. But other oystermen worry that could be a final devastating blow. Commercial fisherman Wayne Williams.
I would say Apalachicola Bay does not need to be closed. Mother Nature will make it come back when conditions get right.
Williams sees it as another regulation that will make it harder for fishermen to make a living.
Most people are worried about the bay never reopening back again. And if so, never open back again like it was to begin with.
State Representative Jason Schoaf represents the region in the Florida legislature. He says he was skeptical of the plan at first.
It was shocking. My immediate reaction was that's an awful long time to shut down such an important industry.
But he was persuaded to support the ban because it includes benchmarks to reopen sooner if oyster populations rebound. Since a 2012 federal fisheries disaster declaration, several government projects have sought to restore the bay, but with little success. The moratorium could give a clearer picture as to why, says Sandra Brook with the Florida State University Marine Lab. Leaving reefs alone for a number of years, she says, will allow the population to regenerate.
The number of oysters in Apalachicola Bay may be so low at the moment that the animals left can't produce enough spat to create the next generation that can support a fishery.
The moratorium is backed by environmental groups, including Apalachicola Riverkeeper.
It's a difficult decision, but it's the best decision.
Riverkeeper Georgia Ackerman.
Oysters are indicator species or keystone species, and they tell us a lot about the overall health of an estuary. And ours have been in trouble for a while.
Ackerman says the bay is at a tipping point, and this could be the best chance yet to bring it back from the brink. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.